Hi guys, and welcome back to another video. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Lovince remote app on your PC. If you're looking to see how to install and use your toy via the Lovince remote app on your phone, then check out the video listed above. It will go through the setup and all the features that you can get with the Lovince remote app. Now, if you've been following along with the other episodes that I've made for the Lovince remote app, you will know that it is slightly different using it on a PC to what it is on a mobile phone. A few of the features are not listed on your PC or your iMac. So let's start things off by going to lovince.com and downloading and installing from the support page the Lovince remote app for your PC. Once the Lovince remote app has been downloaded, you can now open it. You will have to make sure that your Lovince is turned on, your Bluetooth dongle is plugged into your USB slot on your computer. You will also have to make sure you've got a Lovince account, and if you don't have one, check out the video above and check out the timestamps in the description that will show you where to look and how to set up an account with Lovince. Open your Lovince app. And halfway down the page on the left hand side, there'll be a small link icon. Give that a click, and what will happen is a window will pop up with a plus key in the middle. Click on that plus key and it will start looking for your Lovince toy. Once it's located your toy, it will show up in the pop-up window. And all you need to do now is click in the done button on the top right hand side. As soon as your toy is connected, it will bring up the remote control page. This is just a simple up and down sliding scale that will vibrate your toy via the USB dongle. All you need to do is slide the bar up and down and your toy will vibrate. Underneath the remote control widget is the music page. This is where you can locate music on your computer to use to activate your Lovince toy. If you click on the import tab in the top middle, it will open up your directory where you can locate your music. Just add it how you would any other bit of music. Once you have selected all the music you want to add to your playlist, at the bottom of the page there is a play icon. Give that a click and it will start activating your toy to the beat of the music. To adjust the sensitivity of the toy, then on the right hand side there is a bar that scrolls up and down, and the more you move it to the very top, the more sensitive and more reactive your toy is to the beat of the song. Underneath the music icon tag now, we're going to click on My Patterns. What you'll notice along the top of the page is Lovince has added 4 preset patterns for you to use. If you want to use one, just select it and click the play button along the bottom row. If you want to create your own pattern, then click on the plus button in the middle of the page. What will happen next is a small window will pop up, and on that will say 1 vibration, 2 vibration, vibration and rotation, and vibration and contractions. To start off with, we're going to click on the 1 vibration and click the next button. What you'll see is a small pink ball on the bottom of the page that you can use to move up and down and control the vibrations of your toy. Along the right hand side of that small window is the loop button. If you click on this, every movement you make up and down on the ball on the bottom will be looped continuously until you tell it to stop. Underneath the loop button is the float button. Now, any movements you make will hold and stay at the same vibration. If you move this up and down, it will stay at whatever level vibration you leave it at. If you don't choose to use the float button, it will automatically reset at the bottom every time you let go of the mouse. But let's say you've got 2 toys and you want to control them both at the same time and create a pattern for them both. Like at the beginning, you can choose one of the 3 other options depending on which toy you've got. Depending on which one you've selected will change the colour of the balls, but what you'll see now is there are 2 on the bottom of the screen. These both can be moved independently, and as soon as you move them up, they will reset to the bottom of the page if you let go of them. As you'll notice again on the right hand side, there is the loop function. You can control each toy individually creating a separate pattern for each on a loop. And like the loop function, the float function also is on the right hand side this time. You can change different levels at which each toy vibrates at. Once you've created a pattern that you like and enjoy, click the save button on the top left hand side of the page. Now that you've saved your pattern, if you look along the right hand side and you choose to send it to someone, there is three little dots. If you give that a click, you will notice in the small pop-up that there is the share icon on there. I will show you later in the video where these end up if you choose to share them. All that you'll need to do to share your pattern is name it, write a short description, and click whether you want to share it anonymously or not. Once you've finished all those items, then click on the done button in the top left. That's everything we need to know about the patterns at the moment. So what we're going to do now is click on the alarm widget underneath the patterns on the left hand side. To choose a set time that you want your toy to start vibrating at, click on the new alarm button. You'll then need to select a time and a day that you want your toy to vibrate at. Once you've done that, click on the next button, and from there you will select one of the four preset patterns that Lovince has provided, or you can select one of your own patterns to vibrate your toy at. Once you've done that, click on the save button. Once your alarm's been saved, you will notice it's been added to your alarm list. Now we're going to click on the two hearts on the very left hand side of the screen. This is where you'll get all your notifications for your friends list, and you'll also be able to select any friends that you are already connected with to talk to. As you can see, I've got three people wanting to connect to my friends list. I can either accept or decline their offer. If I want to add someone to my friends list and I know their name on the remote app, then all I need to do is click on the plus key in the bottom left of the page. Now that you've got people added to your friends list, you can start communicating with them. So you can bring up chat messages, share images, and let them take control of your toy. You can also have video calls with people. Now on the left hand side of the screen, we're going to click on the patterns button. If you haven't already guessed, this is where your patterns end up when you choose to share them with Lovince. The first page you're going to get taken to is the popular page, and this is where the most popular patterns that have been created end up. You can test one of the patterns by clicking on the play button before you download it. If you look along the right hand side, you can see there is a download button. It also shows how many people have previously downloaded this. And if it's a pattern you really like, then click on the three dots next to download and you'll see that you can add it to your favourites list and share it to other people. Underneath the popular list is the recent uploads. This is where you'll find the newest patterns that have been created by other people. And just below the recents window is the favourites, which is everything that you choose to download and add to your favourites list. Now looking down the left hand side of the screen again, we're going to see that there is a little icon of your toy. If you decide to choose to buy another Lovince toy, you can add it via clicking on this button like you did at the beginning of the video. Underneath that is the third party controller. I don't 100% know what this is, but if you click on it, it does ask you if you want to allow third party apps to control your toy. As I showed you previously in the video, if you click on the plus button under that, you will be able to add new friends to your community. And under that plus button on the left hand side is a little envelope. This is where all your notifications will end up. So if you've got friend requests or someone sent you a message, or the system messages that normally Lovince sends out will end up in this notifications box. And last but no means least is at the very bottom is the gear icon. This is where you can find all your account settings, your privacy, and you can change your name from here, stuff like that. And if I have inspired you to buy a Lovince toy, then please click on the top link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a small percentage of Lovince's earnings. that's it for another video, guys. I really hope you found this one useful. I did get quite a few people asking me to make a PC version of my phone app video. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon for future videos. If you've got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All the links are listed in the description below. Till next time, guys, peace out.